Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Can you just talk about how this week worked? When you returned and how many times you've gone in for a test, and just how weird this procedure is compared to years past?
First off, good morning, everyone. This week has been different for sure. A lot different than my past seven reporting days. So all we've pretty much been doing is going in for COVID testing, filling out a questionnaire on if we have any symptoms. And that's it. And then we're, supposed to be self-quarantining for the rest of the day. Go back, test again, same thing. We didn't have to test today. And we'll be back testing tomorrow morning. And I think after that, we start the physicals Saturday.
Teron, usually there's kind of some excitement or some anticipation leading into training camp. What is it this year with all the odd circumstances?
Still a bit of uncertainty. Still uncharted territory for sure. So we just trying to go with the flow and figure out exactly what we need to do, where we need to be. Still with that same excitement, seeing guys. We had different testing times, but, pulling up and going to test, and by the time you take off, you see a few of the guys. And so it's just, it's always great. It's like the first day of school, seeing the guys again.
Teron, what kind of challenges would it be for an offensive line? Because, y'all kind of, what you do is kind of based on continuity and working together. What are the challenges y'all are going to face, with the limited time?
Just do our best to try to make up for those lost reps, that lost time. It's great for us to have four returning starters and a guy that heard a ton of great things about in Cesar to come in and, be a quick learner and grasp the offense pretty fast. And, even past the starting five, we got a ton of returning guys from last year with a lot of experience and some really intelligent young men. So I think we'll be able to take on the challenge head on, and we're gonna be rolling and working and try to get up to full speed as soon as possible. But we're gonna get it done.
Teron, is there anything extra you guys have to do to get Cesar up to speed? As you mentioned, you got four returners, but you got a young guy who hadn't played with you all.
Yeah, well, the young guys have been in those meetings, those virtual meetings, going through the playbook, diving in the playbook. So that's extremely important for them. So by the time we get on the field, we got to hit the ground running. It's not much time to slow roll it. We on a limited clock before we take some real snaps. So, try to make every single rep count, all of practice time, all the meeting time. We got to make all that count. And there's nothing that any of us did to put ourselves in this situation, but we're here now.
Is there any way to replicate, like, hearing Drew make those long play calls and, you know, the snap count and the cadence and all that stuff, like, through the meetings, or is that just you got to get on the field and kind of go through the fire?
Yeah, that's something you got to do it. You got to go out there and do it. I mean, we got time. You know, we have 6 weeks, you know, and that's enough time. The margin for error is just smaller. The, you know, we just got to be locked in every day to make sure we're being productive with our time. But we have time. So, you know, those guys are going to hear Drew's snap count a couple thousand times for the first game. So we have time to get those things in. We just got to get it in.
Hey, Teron.
Players across the league have there's been a lot of players across the league that have decided to opt out. Did you have to think about that at all and weigh the pros and cons in your mind of playing this year?
No, I never thought about opting out at all. If, you know, the season was going to take place, I was going to be in. So definitely, you know, taking COVID seriously and everything that surrounds it, you know, thinking about my family and everything. But I never thought about opting out of the season.
Hey, Teron, I know routines are really important for you guys. Have you, I guess, had to do any extra mental preparation, you know, realizing that, you know, this is going to be a completely different circumstance than what you're used to?
Not really. Just making sure that I stay self-motivated and be productive every day. You know, just trying to get better every day. A lot of guys work out in groups and big groups, and that kind of get them going. But, you know, being limited to those type things, you got to find your own motivation to make sure you're grinding every day to push yourself. You know, a lot of guys compete to push themselves, but you don't really have those big groups that we would normally be working out in. So, you know, having that self-motivation is about the only mental thing that we could do at this time.
Teron, is there anything that you've kind of identified as the stuff you're going to have to stop doing because of COVID, like just stuff that you know, do normally without thinking about, now you gotta be like, okay, well, I can't touch my face or whatever.
Yeah, it is. It comes up every day. Like when we, you know, Tuesday when we seen the guys, or, you know, we standing out in front of that walk up, it's like a quick little rock, paper, scissors game. You don't know if it's open hand or closed fist. Like, you don't know what we're going to do. So just those type of things that you never have to, everybody just walk up, shake hands. Now you bump fists or you bump elbows, you know, wearing a mask everywhere. I've been doing the Pilates in the city, and, you know, trying to do Pilates with the mask on has been another challenge. But those small things, it's real life situations people have to adjust to, and it's just the time we're in, and we got to do our duty to try to help get over this thing.
Wait, so like somebody came up to you for a high five, and it was just like, nah, they all knew what to do.
Right, multiple times, like, 10 different times, the open hand, the closed fist, like rock or paper.
Is Pilates a new part of the repertoire for you? Or is that something you've been doing?
Something I've been doing. I've done it more this offseason than years past. We was doing it on Zoom call, actually. But since I've been back in the city, been in the studio, and it's been great for me. It's productive.
Teron, you've played all different kinds of edge rushers throughout your career. Can you describe what makes Cam Jordan unique and special?
Really, because he is those two things. He's unique and he's special. He's a special talent, and he's a unique defender, as in a lot of pass rushers, you know, just focus on pass rush, and his ability to play the run. You know, a lot of guys, you feel like you can get your advantage back in the run game. You know, I'm going to try to punish him in the run game, but Cam is kind of wearing you out in both. His size and his movement ability is unique. to be able to have both. So you can't try to take away one. Like, I'm going to take away power and try to make him go hands or finesse. And he want to do that too. Or you want to go hands and finesse, he's going to run straight through you. So unique and special are the two words to describe that guy. And great, Hall of Famer. They got a long list.
Thanks.
Teron, specifically, like, with the position you play, I mean, do you feel like you guys are taking on, like, greater risk than most people in a contact sport playing the or during a pandemic? Yeah, just considering the fact that you're face-to-face, full contact with somebody on literally every play of the game.
No, I don't think that. I mean, it's impossible to tell, really. You know, everybody's going to be in contact in the huddle throughout various parts of the game. So at some point, well, not even at some point, at multiple points, at many points in the game, contact is inevitable. So I don't think one or two position groups are more likely. I think the playing field is kind of even once we step on that field.
So we just found out that. Go ahead.
I guess another way to look at that is it's like everybody when they're talking about this is talking about like trying to mitigate risk, but it just kind of doesn't really seem like on a football field that's something you guys can realistically do.
I don't think it's possible on a field, honestly.
So we just found out there's three rappers on the team with you, Chauncey, and apparently Sean Payton. Who's winning that rap battle if you guys go at it?
I'm not really the battle rap guy. I'm a battle rap fan, but I'm not really the battle rap guy. Sean, on the other hand, you know, I probably would. I'm going to take myself out. So if Sean and Chauncey was battling, I got Sean for sure because his gloves off with him. And he gonna hit you where it hurt. He gonna go deep. Like that's what battle rap do. But Sean has no problem getting to that level. I've seen it.
So is that who he battled? Was Chauncey? Is that how it went down?
Nope. It was not. He buried a different rookie.
Hey, Teron, I want to ask you something about the situation with Drew that happened with the team, over the summer. How confident as a team leader are you that's behind you and it won't be an issue in the locker room going forward?
Extremely, extremely confident. Drew faced everything head on, and you know, that's the only thing you can ask for. The best way to move forward is to face everything head on, invite any questions, comments, or concerns. Sure to be addressed again, you know, once we're all together and, you know, make sure everyone gets a chance to express anything if it needs to be or anything of sort. And, we're definitely going to be ready to get to ball, not dismissing any of those off the field social issues. They need to remain and continue to be present and thought about and talked about, but not in a distracting way at all, in a way of progress. And Drew's going to be one of the leaders of that.
Were you conflicted at all by that situation just because it you know, obviously you played with Drew a long time and you know his body of work, but also the importance of you know, voicing your opinion as a team leader in a situation like that?
Yeah, wasn't conflicted. Just tried to collect my thoughts and words before I spoke, and spoke to him pretty quickly. And we talk and all understood the problems and issues. I voiced my disappointment in the statements for sure. And, he felt that and noticed that and respected it. And like I said, he just attacked the entire thing head on. And, you know, and his the fact that him, you know, hurting people that was so close, that's been so close to him for so long, you know, I know and he know that's not something that he would do or something that he would ever intentionally do. So, you know, me knowing Drew, I was going to jump out the window at all. So I was just going to talk to him and, you know, figure things out like brothers do.
Thank you.
So, Teron, I was curious if you guys were actually allowed in the building. Like, do you do the COVID testing outside? I asked that because I was just curious what the new – if you've seen the locker room set up and what it looks like now.
Yeah, we haven't been allowed in the building at all. No parts of it. Just the COVID station is outside. Walk in is on the side of the cafeteria. You check in, do the test, enter one door, exit the next, get to the car.
It's like you're there, but you're not really there. That's probably an odd feeling.
Yeah, it is. It is. But I'm assuming Saturday's going to be the actual important day.
Right.
Hey, Teron, I know usually about this time of year you dish out school supplies to the kids in the community. But just with everything going on, have you had to kind of reconsider, you know, just how you're going to be involved in activities like that?
Yeah. So we're going to do some sort of it. We already have started the planning with Lish. She's already forward thinking and trying to figure out a way to get it done without contact, you know, social distancing guidelines. So yeah, a lot of those things can't stop. You know, it's probably even more of a need than ever before. So the giveaways, the food drives, you know, all those type things are definitely a necessity. So we can't, my foundation and the things that the New Orleans Saints do, and we can't stop those things because of what we're, you know, what everyone's dealing with. I think it's maybe even more of a need than ever before.
Hey, Teron, the O-line mastermind thing, just the sharing of ideas with other players, how beneficial has that been for you just to be able to, you know, talk to other guys and learn from one another?
It's great. It's a great chance to see how other pros view things, how they prepare, what's their game plan against certain rushers or certain rushes. And you can just kind of compare and contrast. So it's great to get different points of views, thought processes. You know, O-linemen are always the best guys. So just being around so many great guys, that never hurts. And just sharing ideas, preparation, routines, you know, guys discussing injuries, injury history, and what you know, others did to get back from those or prevent in the best way possible. So Masterminds is a great event.
Teron, what's the mindset of the – I'm sure it's just the team overall right now. You know, you all won more games than anybody in the NFL the last 3 years. I know you've been disappointed not getting back or not getting to the Super Bowl. What's the mindset for this team going in and expectations for this team into the season?
It got to be Super Bowl or bust, in all honesty. That's like this. That's it. I mean, it's not really anything else past that. It's Super Bowl or bust. You know, whether if we don't get to the big dance, it was a failure of a season. So that's it.
Hey, Teron, how confident are you that the season will be completed and that, you know, the NFL will be able to pull this off with, you know, with the pandemic going on?
It's hard. It's hard to say. It's hard to predict. You know, the only thing we can do is what we can do, and let's try to be proactive and the guidelines of being distant and taking the precautionary measures. But past that, it's really nothing that we can control. And I know it's going to look different. We would love to have fans in the stands. You know, that's always the energy and the feel of the sport, of sports period. So just going to have to go through all those things and try to cross out check off every scenario, every what if that can pop up with around COVID. Do our best.
You mentioned no fans in the stand. How easier would that make it for you guys on the, just as far as the communication on the line?
No, that'd be whack. It'd be, you know, the fans make the sports. Every sport, the fans make it. That's the biggest part of the game. Is a team and the fans, the crowd, the energy, momentum. You know, that's what made the game so special. And so it'd be tough. That's a different challenge. I know for our team, we have goals. We have one goal, and it's a big one. So we can't let anything, whether it's no fans, whether it's whatever, you know, no preseason. We're trying to get to the big dance. So we got to take in anything, any challenge. We take it as adversity and work through it.
Teron, a couple people talked about using the extra time afforded in quarantine to like pick up like cooking skills or something like that. Do you get good at anything this off season?
Yeah, so I was definitely being productive during my quarantine time. I had my business hat on, going through different investments, reading financial literacy books, so becoming more financially aware. I picked up Spanish for a little bit, but I dropped it. It was a little bit too much at the time. But cooking was definitely one. New recipes and all that good stuff. What else did I do? Still making music. Building a community center. Looking for another location for a community center in New Orleans. It was a pretty productive quarantine.
Okay, what's the best dish that you learned how to make, or at least perfected?
I would say perfected. So I started using the air fryer. I'm a big wing guy. Like I made the best wings, 5-6 different sauces, but now I switched to air fried wings. And after perfecting to get them to like it was fresh, like they fresh out the grease, I got it down to a science. They're elite.
Thanks, man.
Well,
Teron, let me ask you one question, but just having played in the SWAC, what was it sort of like for you? I mean, you know how important SWAC football is to HBCUs. What did you kind of think when you thought they end up postponing their season?
Yeah, I hated to see that for sure. No, it's good. It's good for them to make a decision, not have to keep everybody waiting. You know, so are aiming for their new date. But yeah, it definitely sucks. You know, the SWAC football, that atmosphere is like none other. And with the bands and the culture, tradition, it's great. It's definitely gonna be missed for the time being. Sucks that it won't be going on right now.
Hey, Teron, I was curious. You kind of touched on this a little bit, but considering the big goal y'all have, and it's obviously a very realistic one, do you as players kind of have to hold each other accountable more than ever? And I say that in terms of, you know, I'm sure at one point someone's going to be tempted to go to a bar or just do something that could possibly ruin it for everyone else. And yeah, I'm sure the coaches could tell them not to do that. But at the end of the day, it's probably like an honor system thing.
No, that's a great question.
Yeah.
Sure. I think that is a real situation. You know, we might have to do some type of buddy system we got great men on this team and that are really professional. And I mean, even if somebody was thinking about going out to have a drink, I wouldn't consider them a professional. You know, just kind of getting caught up in the day-to-day, you know, it can get repetitive for sure. But, yeah, I think we have to lean on each other to make sure we're all trying to stay out the way and do everything needed to be ready to play, to be available to play on every Sunday. So the sacrifices that has to be made will have to be made. And, yeah, we would probably have to do a little bit of monitoring each other.
Teron, have you guys either internally or externally had any thoughts or conversations just about Drew Brees in terms of, you know, the career he's had and, it, you know, the clock's winding down a little bit and placing an emphasis on winning another one, not just for the Saints, but also for your Hall of Fame quarterback?
Yeah, I mean, Drew is a he's not someone you could put a clock on, honestly, still. So he was, I mean, you just look at his last season. He's impressive. He's a surgeon. So you can't say this is last year or next year's last year. You can't. You know, he's earned that right to control his clock. And he's doing everything necessary to give his body, his mind, his self the best chance to play at a high level. And you can't really ask for nothing more.
Teron, have you considered how you will interact with your family throughout training camp or throughout the season?
Well, yeah, for training camp, I'll be in the city alone. You know, and that's tough, but a lot of FaceTiming and different calls, texts. My twin's old enough to text now, so that's pretty cool. They send me some pretty funny stuff. So yeah, that's really it. I'm sure a lot of guys' situation will be the same. Their families won't be down until the season start, and then it can be challenging for sure. But like I said, speaking on sacrifices is one of the necessary sacrifices to get us where we want to go and get us going into the season.
Teron, a month ago, maybe I asked Joe Lombardi about, like, you know, y'all not turning the ball over very often. And he responded something along the lines of, well, Drew just decided to stop throwing interceptions. So I'm just curious, from your perspective watching him, how much is like his, like, kind of obsession and, you know, whatever you want to call it, just kind of responsible for him playing until 41 years old and playing at a high level? And just kind of bending the game to his will.
It's a Hall of Famer, all timer, you know, and that's what's come to be expected from someone of that caliber. It's not many Drew Breeses that ever existed, you know, not many played up to that level for that long in the history of the sport. And you know, we all know the football is the most important part of the game. You know, when you turn a football over, you lose. You know, you protect it, you give yourself a great chance of winning. And this is how we approach it. Sean is huge on it. He's huge on the turnover giveaways, huge on it. And he's only looking for the personnel that take care of the ball. He said he'll let you know turnovers are more of a personnel thing. You know, some things happen, freak things happen, but turnovers are a personnel thing. And takeaways on personnel thing is guys that get their hands on the ball, the Marcus Williams of the world, they get their hands on the ball. So, you know, we got the right guys that protect it. AK, for sure, he protected better than almost any other running back I've seen, him and Mark. So, yeah, we definitely a huge emphasis for us is the takeaway and giveaway situation.
Hey, we got time for one more question for Teron.
Well, Teron, you kind of mentioned doing some of this Pilates. It looks like you've been doing kind of a lot of different stuff in town since you've been back. But how hard was it to train this offseason with everything being as different as it was?
early on when the pandemic first hit, it was tough. Everything was shut down. Everything was shut down. And I had a buddy that had his own gym, so I was able to get in there a couple weeks after everything shut down, which helped out a lot weight training-wise. And then once things started to open back up, I got in with Duke Manyweather down in Dallas with several other O-line. So it was kind of business as usual once we got back to Dallas and was able to train. So I was definitely fortunate for that situation to be able to get that work in.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.